boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So I was telling my boyfriend, neighbor man, that I had what I thought was a fever yesterday. And he was like, okay, well, how did you check to see if you had a fever? Because I don't think that we have a thermometer at home, to be quite honest with you. I was like, I just took my hand to my forehead and I checked to see if it felt hot. It didn't feel hot. He goes, that's not what you're supposed to do. You can't check your own temperature.
Right.
I've been doing that the last 30 years. What do you mean you can't check your own temperature? There have been times where I'm sick and I have a fever and I check my forehead. I'm like, that's hot. Right now, feels warm even now.
Well,
what do you mean
yeah.
I can't check my own temperature?
I don't know. Well, I just know that you can't.
Well, and all of his coworkers were laughing at me like, how did you not know that? And I'm like, how are y'all checking your temperature if you don't have a thermometer?
Well, I guess I have a thermometer, to be fair. Otherwise, I just think of my mommy, because my mommy would touch my forehead. And I don't know what makes that different, but I feel like she had a magic touch where she would do, like, I don't know, the back of her hand.
Yeah.
But even that right now feels hot on my forehead.
See, you can feel your temperature.
Or her cheek, maybe. I don't know. Mommies have like a specific
That's
magical
why I
power.
I feel like you can do it yourself.
Well, I don't think so. Clearly not. Do you even know?
Well, then next time I'm calling your mommy.
You know, she'd probably be happy to check you out.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I don't know if there's a Swifty like panic button, but I'm hitting it now. Alert, alert, Swifties. I don't know. There's Taylor Swift news that came out today that she's got a movie coming out.
What?
Which I feel like people have been kind of speculating.
I kind of assumed it would be like behind the scenes of the Eras tour. Because it feels like she was doing something with a camera back there.
Well, she announced today the official release party of a showgirl that's going to be in theaters only October 3rd through the 5th. So her album, The Life of a Showgirl, obviously comes out on October 3rd. That weekend, you're going to be able to go to select theaters and see the movie. Now, I've been digging all day for more information on this because I'm like, what kind of movie? Is it a sing-along? Is it like, what are we talking? What I've found is the world premiere of the music video for The Fate of Ophelia, along
which
with
is about
Blake Lively, allegedly, people think.
There's going to
be some behind.
Will that be used in court? Sorry.
I don't know. I don't know, actually. That's a good question. There's going to be behind-the-scenes footage from that music video. There's going to be lyric videos.
Cool.
Taylor's.
Wait, like of the album, like other songs, and we'll get to watch the lyric video?
Probably. Yeah. I would assume
that's
so. Like artsy little lyric videos.
Yeah.
Taylor's never before seen personal reflections on songs from her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl.
Like she's done on a previous albums where she like gives you insight about the songs.
I would guess so.
Cool.
But that makes me think, like you said, she was clearly filming on the Eras tour. What was she also doing on the Eras tour? Making this album.
Nice.
So are we going to get like behind the scenes? Like, you know what I mean? Are we going to get the behind the scenes life of a showgirl when she was on the Eras tour? I don't know. That's all I can find right now.
Oh my God, I have so many questions. And I'm actually really excited about this. I didn't think it would be so packed.
No, I didn't know either. I'm like, are they just going to have the music playing and a picture of Taylor on screen? But this sounds like it's going to be very like comprehensive of the entire album.
I'm excited about this.
This
is like an experience we've never gotten before with like no other artist. This is something very like something we've always wanted to give it closer to them.
It's not just a concert film, which are cool and have, you know, gained popularity, but this is like all different angles. The music video, the behind the scenes, how I wrote the songs, and then the songs and the lyrics. It's all the things.
We're gonna get closer without a restraining order. You know what I'm saying?
Well, speak for yourself.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
God, I really should have looked at like how many seconds, minutes, hours, days away we are from Those Girls' first ever catwalk.
Just over a week.
Mm-hmm.
A week from Sunday, actually, specifically. Sunday, September 28th. 1 o'clock, meet us at McGrath Amphitheater. If you got a cat, bring it. If you don't have a cat, don't let that keep you from coming.
Mm-mm.
Everybody's invited.
It is going to be a jam-packed day. Not only are we walking our cats around or walking with people who got cats around the nice loop they got at McGrath Amphitheater. You could do one. You could do as many as you want. Just know four is a mile if you want to get a nice good mile in. We've got goodie bags for the first 25 to 30 people.
Uh-huh.
Which is going to be crazy.
Amazing.
With some goodies in there. What else we got going on?
Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You think she's bringing a cat?
I don't know. I would love to know. Does the mayor have a cat? I'm not sure. We'll find out. We will.
She is bringing something, though.
A proclamation. She's in full support of this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Proclaiming the last Sunday in September to be those girls' catwalk day.
Which means this is going to be a tradition.
Of course it is.
Wouldn't you want to be on the very first one?
Yeah, why not? And be part of a group of people taking their cats for a walk. Because when do you ever see that? You don't.
Mm-mm. So it's happening again Sunday, September 28th, 1 o'clock at McGrath Amphitheater. We also have a couple things with Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We like to work with them for Stuff the Wagon, which is our annual holiday campaign to collect donations for them, especially during their busy holiday season. But we thought, why not kick it off a little bit early? If you want to bring a free will donation for them, we would absolutely love that, and they would appreciate it. And we will have some friends from Cedar Valley Humane Society on site that day. If you're interested in adopting, they'll have some info for you on that.
So remember the date, Sunday, September 28th, 1 o'clock, McGrath Amphitheater. If you want to get all the details written out for you, or you want to chime in and let us know you're coming, check out our Facebook page.
Yeah, Those Girls Catwalk. It's pinned to the top of our page, and respond letting us know that you're coming. I need to tell you what I got home to last night. That is after dance class. It's dark out. I pull down my road. My boyfriend Curly's out in the garage in the dark with a tank top doing an arm workout, which is not something I've seen him do before, to be honest, because he's a gym guy. We have gym memberships. He's normally goes and does that. But we have his weight set that has lived out in the garage since we moved in. And I do believe this is the first time I've ever seen him using it.
I got questions.
Uh-huh.
Is this like, you know how sometimes they just be showing off the muscles in the mirror and you walk in on it and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, oh, I'm swole right now, or whatever they say, right? Do you think he was feeling very swole and was like, I need the neighbors to see this and appreciate it?
I kind of want, like, was he peacocking a little bit? Like,
I think he was peacocking.
You know? Well, and I will say, it could partially be
Was he naked? I mean, shirtless?
Jeez.
Well, I'm sorry. Oh, check
no,
my
he
words.
He was not naked. He was,
did he have a shirt on?
He was wearing a tank top.
Mm.
But
so the muscles were muscling.
They were, and I've been feeding his ego because...
Taylor, why'd you do that?
Well, because I did, because he got a haircut earlier this week, and it's way short. So Curly is just like Curl right now, because it's just short, to be quite frank.
Call him Curl.
He's just Curl. So it's a lot shorter. And I kept telling him, because I can see his ears and more of his neck now. I was like, "This is it, the haircut's kind of making you look big, like buff. He looks like, oh, big." So I've been telling him that, because also he was like, it's way shorter than I wanted. So I was trying to boost his confidence. And I'm not lying. He does look big. So maybe he was like going out to see if the neighbors would also think the same thing.
You're
I don't
like,
know.
Like, wow, he went from Curly to Curl.
And he was out there doing curls.
I'm seriously such an idiot. I said something to my boyfriend last night that might feed into his addiction of gaming.
Well, then that's your own fault. I cannot feel sorry for you if you are encouraging this behavior.
Well, the only reason I thought about this is, I don't know, down the line, I think it could make us some money.
Mm.
So he's been playing, couldn't tell you. It's a game. And he's at war of some sort.
Okay.
Remember me telling you earlier in the week, he'd be like, babe, I gotta go to war.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay.
It's very it's a game. Serious. Yeah.
But last night, he's just sitting there. I'm like, what are you doing? I thought you were gaming. And he goes, no, I'm like waiting to get into the server. I'm like, what do you mean you gotta wait to get into the server? He's like, it's a lot of people are competing to get in. I'm like, where's the server? Up here. Now you're gonna have to go with me on this because I don't know what I'm talking about. Probably people who game know what they're talking about. He goes, the server's in Chicago, so everyone around here is trying to get into the server so that they could play with people who are kind of locally, like in the Midwest. And I'm just like, well, why don't you create your own server? What is a server? I'm confused. Does every game have some said server? And he said, yes. And I was like, can you put this in radio terms? Is this like the tower? Like, right? Everybody knows radio's got towers and that gets to your car. And he was like, yeah, it's basically that. Like, everybody needs to hop onto said server so they can play a game together.
Mm.
Like, why don't you create your own? Because he's thinking it, like, he doesn't really know much about it, but he's like, I bet you it's just like $20-$30 a month to have a server. But then everybody's playing on your server, which I'm sure, couldn't you sell advertisement on it or do something? I'm like, we could make money. These suckers be we trying to get into our server. I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
I don't know. My brain hurts after all of that. I don't know anything.
She's like, what's a server? I thought they were serving my food. What's going
you
on?
You make money as a server because you get tips.
I'm kind of laughing because, you know, you tend to be more on top of, like, trendy, breaking news kinds of things. That's why you do Trending with Taylor, right?
I'm chronically online. Normally.
Well, I said something to you. I go, oh, yeah, did you hear Sabrina Carpenter's the host and the guest on SNL? And you're like, what?
I didn't know SNL was back. Is this the first episode back?
October 4th. So what, 2 weeks away from
okay,
now?
Okay, I feel less bad. So it hasn't been happening and I've just been ignoring it?
No, 100%. Yeah, okay. But they did announce yesterday who's going to be on it. I mean, that first weekend is Bad Bunny and Doja Cat.
Oh my God.
I don't
God.
Know which one's the order, but I'm assuming Bad Bunny's the host, Doja Cat is the performer from what I can tell. By mm-hmm. They just do it sticky notes. Like, I'm supposed to know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
We got to wait until October 18th, but Sabrina Carpenter is not only the host, but she is the musical guest, mm-hmm. which I'm like wondering, are we going to get that Domingo thing again?
I was just going to say, please give us more Domingo.
We
I can never
him.
Get enough.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Now, I don't know anything about cars.
Okay, where are we going with this?
Is it just me, or is the truck parked across the street extremely low to the ground?
You know what?
That is the shortest, tiniest little
but
truck I've ever seen.
It doesn't really look like a normal truck. It looks like, oh, goodness, what were those cars back in the day that you would face the opposite way?
Pardon?
You didn't have one of those growing up? Like a station wagon. It looks like a station, half station wagon, half truck. You didn't have one of those cars growing up?
You faced backwards?
Yes. Okay, so obviously the drivers and the passenger face the normal
I
way.
I hope so. I do.
They face the normal way. Like, boom, boom, they can see the cars coming towards them. Second row, also face normal way. Third row, face the opposite. Oh, it was so trippy.
I hate that. Do they still make those?
No,
am I crazy for not knowing? Is this something everybody knew and I just never knew?
Maybe my family's car was built backwards. Now you make me question myself. Is this a normal thing? But I always got stuck at the back because it was like the two older ones.
I can tell you why.
They're like, she's annoying.
And talking went the other way.
Yes, I am still in a relationship with neighbor man, but I did go on a date last night with another man.
That was not neighbor man.
100%. So where my boyfriend neighbor man works is a place that serves food. And I love to bother him. So last night,
right,
I went and visited him at work and I went to sit somewhere to eat my dinner. Right. And there's somebody who came in and I'll just tell you, he's a mailman. And I've seen him a couple of times when I go there because I'm there often. And I've just maybe said hi. And that's it. So I say hi to everybody because I'm pretty much there. They're doorman at this point.
Right.
And he went to go sit down and eat. And I joked and I said, well, why don't you just put the two singles together? Because they were already going to put them behind me. Mm-hmm. I was at my own little table by myself that could sit a family of four. And then they were going to put the other guy behind me.
Yeah, you're wasting space.
I'm like, just put the two singles together. It was a joke. Next thing I know, they put us together. And we were there for like over an hour, probably an hour and a half. I was getting to know him. Big fan of the show. Thanks for listening. Hope you're listening now.
Hey.
and then he asked me the life story of Neighbor Man. Why is he Neighbor Man? How did we meet? Of course, you know me. I could tell the story like for 3 hours.
Right.
But, yeah, we were getting to know each other, cracking jokes. And
and Neighbor Man was just watching from a distance the entire time.
And then at the end of it, I was like, wait a minute. Was I on a date? That was...
And he set you up on the date?
Yeah, when you think about it, he did.
It's a weird episode of Wife Swap.
Since the NFL season kicked off, I have done nothing but complain about how much I have to watch football in my house.
However, I've realized I have a dream to work as an NFL reporter because I think I'd be really good at this specific job, and that is to be a sideline injury reporter. Okay?
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Oh.
So when I've been watching these games.
What does Aaron Andrews do?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
It's a girl.
Maybe this. I don't know. I don't know their names. But when I'm watching these games, anytime somebody gets hurt, they take them off the field, obviously, and then they will do an assessment on the sideline. And the two main guys, it seems to always be two main guys who are like calling the game, will be like, and now we're going to pass it down to Amanda on the sideline to report on Joe Burrow's toe. And then she goes, thanks, guys. Joe's toe is looking really crooked. Like, she gives an update.
Did she talk to Joe?
No.
But well, that's what I want.
You have to like.
I want to hear him cry.
Well, no, they don't do that. But I want to be the one because they're always like, you know, he's getting checked out and he's in the tent. They
give us the brutal honesty.
Yeah, they don't give the tea. I want to know his toe is busted. Okay,
I want to hear it's oozing things. It's purple. It's toe's gone. Actually, it's completely.
Yeah, or I want to know like, okay, I mean, to be honest, you guys, he's just being a little bit of a weenie.
He's
tired and he wanted a break. Like, I could be that.
Like, dude, have you ever, you know, been injured, like been hit by a car or given birth? Like, come on now. Your injury's not that big.
What?
You could be brutally honest.
Well, I don't know about, I mean, I haven't had either of those things happen. Am I allowed to say that?
Let me go. And now it's time for some football trivia with sports expert Spencer.
End zone, caught, touchdown!
On Z102.9.
You know, I was kind of wondering why so many people were wearing Hawkeye gear today.
Well, and why everybody's like, I got to get out of here because they got to go like to their watch parties.
I had no idea it was tonight.
Clocking out early. Yeah, there's a reason for it. Not just because it's Friday.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's Iowa and Rutgers tonight to lead off Big Ten football play. We'll look back to week 3. Last week, Kirk Ferentz now has the most wins by a Big Ten coach ever.
Oh my God, I saw this on social media. Do not ask a question.
Do not ask a question?
So we're done.
Okay, so football trivia is canceled.
Thank you
Bye.
For coming.
See ya next week.
Dang it, I should have actually read the article.
He
Go on.
Has the most wins by a Big Ten coach ever after last weekend's win over UMass. How many wins does he now have?
110. Is that
what? Let him give the answers.
I told him to leave and he didn't leave. Go on.
200, 202, 204, or 206.
Okay, well, 110 is nowhere near that. 206?
204.
206 is right.
Oh, my God.
She didn't even she didn't know the answer.
I also saw the article, and I also did not read it. Congrats, Kirk.
Good job, Kirk. Iowa playing Rutgers tonight. What state is Rutgers University located in?
Oh, my God, I know this.
Do you?
I think.
Is it Iowa, New Jersey, Minnesota, or Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania. That's not right.
New Jersey.
New Jersey is correct.
It was Pennsylvania or Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's close.
I didn't know it, in fact.
New Jersey is right. Question 3. Iowa's opening Big Ten conference play on the road again this year. When was the last time they started Big Ten play with a home game? 2019, 2020, 2021, or 2022? 2021 is right.
Yay!
That was a guess.
That game against Indiana, the first game of the year, Riley Moss had two pick sixes in that game back in 2021. This one might be a little confusing, so follow me here. It's our weekly mascot question.
Oh, yay.
This is your area of expertise here. What color is associated with Rutgers mascot? So there are the Rutgers blank knights. What color
are they?
Is it black, gold, scarlet, or pink?
I think it's scarlet.
It is scarlet.
It's scarlet.
Dude, you want to know how I knew that? It's because I used to do cheers on the morning scramble, and I remember the word scarlet being, Eric told me to put that in a cheer. That was the only, otherwise
it
I would have said, blue.
There you go. Was that a tie?
Yeah, it was, because I got two right.
Okay, can we just end it while we're
ahead? We'll end it while we're ahead. That's a good idea.
I already told him to leave, and he still hasn't left.
All right, now I'm leaving. Bye.
Tune in next Friday for more football trivia with sports expert Spencer on Z102.9. Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know we've spoken about this before on this show, that we hate dressing rooms.
Love to shop for clothes, hate the dressing room experience.
Oh, there's a lot of things I hate about it. But I saw a clip going around of Old Navy's new smart dressing rooms. Some people are saying AI. They're not technically AI, but I can understand why. They're kind of cool. So you walk in and there's a screen on the wall with like the hooks that you put your clothes that you're trying on underneath. And the girl in the video shows that as you're like hanging up your shirts or sweaters or jeans or whatever you have, the items show up on the screen.
Nice.
So that you can see the colors that are available. You can see the price because sometimes, you know, you put it on and you're like, how much was this again?
Or it's like 10% off and you're like, I don't want to do the math or
whatever. Yeah, the sale or whatever. Then you can also request a different size to be sent back in the room because sometimes it's awkward like being like, hello, is anybody out there? Can you please bring me a medium? So instead, you can do it on this screen. And here's what I love. There's live updates. So if the employee is out on the floor and they can't find your size, they can tell you that through the screen. If they find it, there's a timer that shows how long until they'll be back into the dressing room with your new size. It's really, really awesome. But now it's kind of started a conversation in the comments of what else we'd like in dressing rooms.
I was already thinking about it.
A fan. Please, God, I'm sweating.
Oh. I wasn't thinking about that, but that is a good point. Better lighting, too, because sometimes I feel like the lighting sucks.
No.
Like, is the lights even on in here?
Can I have different lighting settings? I want to know what this looks like in daylight, in nighttime, in white light, in warm light. I want to know if I actually look good or am I ugly in any of these.
Well, and I worked at Victoria's Secret years ago, and the thing I had about their dressing rooms is that they were painted differently. Ones were black, because they're pink and black, right? Mm. Ones are black and some were pink, and then some had like designs everywhere, and it messed with the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you almost need to have a white room.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to have it colored, fine, whatever. But, like, you got to have a good lighting, you know, to be able to see it. I would say with that screen, what would be really, really cool and something I struggle with is that, let's say I'm trying on a skirt. What I'd like to see are, here are options to style that skirt in store and options outside the store. Because guess what? I might not be able to afford more than just the skirt.
Right.
But I'd like to see the other options that are in store. Show me how you would style
outside. Yeah, pairs well with.
White t-shirts, a band tee, you know, a jean jacket. Things that people probably have already in their closet.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
Kleenex.
What are you crying?
If I be sobbing because I look ugly.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Sometimes you got to hide your bags after a long shopping day from your boyfriend because, well, you might get mad you spend too much.
Me.
However, my boyfriend neighbor man wants me to come home with even more bags.
How do I achieve a life like that?
Tell him, you got to basically tell him, if I buy in bulk now, that's less shopping later. So let me explain. We love to get soap from Buff City Soap. That's like the thing that we wash all of our clothes in, everything.
Preach.
Right? It's so good. So right now we have 4 containers of soap. And we go through a lot, like we have to do a lot of laundry.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 people, plus we got lots of animals, okay? Lots of accidents, lots of fur, all right? So we bought 4 and I filled them up in December. It was either right before Christmas or right before New Year's Eve. And I filled them all 4 up and I wanted to see how long they would last me.
Mm.
I've got half a container maybe, and I think that will last me for the remaining of September, if not some into October, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, we almost went an entire year of Buff City Soap with 4 containers.
That's insane.
What if I buy 2 more? And that's definitely a whole year. And he was like, oh my God, let's do it. Because normally they'll do like a deal where it's like buy one, get one 50% off. And that's when I like to bulk up. He's like, buy 2 more and then we'll get us in a whole year. Then when you have to buy in a year later, buy 2 more.
Mm-hmm.
And then do it again, buy 2 more. And at some point, we're only going to have to get soap every 2 years.
That's insane.
It's like, I like the way you think, and I also like the way you're letting me spend my money.
I'm into this. You know, I kind of like followed the same suit, same thing, Buff City Soap, except with the bars of soap.
Do you go crazy?
Oh, I got to stock up, and I like to take my boyfriend Curly with me, and he always is like, gee whiz, like that's kind of a lot of bars of soap. How many are you going through? I'm like, no, you don't understand. If I buy them now.
That's less later.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Instead of stopping constantly, you're not getting drug out the house. I want to have a stash.
Well, here's what I just realized. If the zombies were to ever come and they were looking for somebody who smells really good or not really good.
Yeah.
You're good. Like if they were looking for stinky people, you could have smelled so good.
Well, you mean the zombies are after me because I smell like.
No, you smell it. They're good. They don't want. They
like, oh, that's narcissist. I will stay away.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Well, to be honest, I don't know how much longer after tonight's trivia question. Because I'm going to get some people in trouble.
These are the best ones.
Tonight's trivia question. 70%. Sorry, this is so bad. 70% of women have fantasized about leaving their partner for this person. What is it?
That's horrible. That's really bad. Can I ban an answer right now?
What's the answer? What are you banning?
An ex. If you're seriously typing that out because you're like, maybe I should. Girl, don't do it. Don't do it.
They did you wrong the first time. Don't do it again.
Don't.
You don't need leftovers.
Don't do it. Don't
you are
do
the main course.
Exactly. God,
that
yes.
That was so inspiring.
I'm just saying, we've been there, right?
Coming from a girl who went to so many exes.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You can text in anything but your ex.
People are gonna.
At 319-200-1029.
Just to make you mad.
Well, I'm like, you can guess it. Don't actually, please.
Don't do it.
I promise you it's not worth it.
Because you'll be texting us in 3 months saying, I should have listened. And we're going to say, yep, you should have.
I will say I told you so.
70% of women have fantasized about leaving their partner for this person. Who is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
You like tonight's trivia question. 70% of women have fantasized about leaving their partner for this person. Who is it?
Wonder how many gals are sitting next to their man being like, don't look over here.
I know.
Exposed. Sorry. Your secret's safe with us.
I'm nervous about you texting.
Good luck out there. You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, Sean said their boss.
No, 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 no. I'm pretty positive HR would also say, no, no, no. Have we not learned from Coldplay?
Oh, God. I mean, that's the ultimate nightmare.
Don't. Are they really that worth it?
I mean, yeah, I can't say I've ever been in a position
I haven't either.
I haven't had the hots for a boss.
Right. I haven't had like a very, very attractive boss. How many are listening are like, that is so rude. Like,
whoa. No wonder I fired her. Pink slip.
6692 said their dentist. I mean, they are really attractive. Oh, I went to the University of Iowa to get my jaw surgery, like consultation, and that guy was good looking. But would I leave my boyfriend? No, but he was attractive.
Was it the laughing gas speaking? Was it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe. Caitlin said, a sibling-in-law?
Oh, my God.
Like a brother-in-law?
No.
I
don't know about you, but I look at them like they are legitimately a brother. I could not.
I am in a very, very specific situation where my boyfriend Curly's brother lives with us.
You ever had a moment?
Absolutely not. When you say that you see them as a sibling after a certain amount of time...
You do.
He's like a younger brother to me at this
Don't
point.
Don't be shocked if one day I literally give you a wedgie. Not because I'm attracted to you, but because I see you like a brother.
Okay. I don't want to touch his undies, so I'll leave it at that. Respectfully. I do mean that respectfully.
He's listening now like, what's wrong with my undies?
No, he would be like, actually, I would move out immediately, I think.
70% of women have fantasized about leaving their partner for this person. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Okay, how many people do you think are texting in a guest and actually fantasizing at the exact same time?
Oh,
I feel awkward.
Ooh, don't tell me that. I don't want to know that, actually.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer.
Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, 70% of women have fantasized about leaving their partner for this person. Who is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
I do fear this is going to cause some serious problems tonight. 70% of women have fantasized about leaving their partner with their personal trainer.
That's like the ultimate worst fear.
I know. I mean, they get a couple of times a week alone. Personal trainers have good bodies.
They're up in your business.
Oh, I did forget about that. They'd be up in your business.
Yeah. Well, because it is their job, like, to an extent.
Your leg has to be like this.
Who trained you? Serious.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.